This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The announcement on Egypt State Television today following the disappearance of an Egypt Air jetliner over the Mediterranean. Reporter Sophie McBain in Cairo says Egypt Air flight 804 was on its way from Paris to Egypt with 66 people on board.
There was no distress signal sent, which is quite unusual. According to an Egyptian official, the last contact that was had between the plane and Cairo airport was about 10 minutes before it disappeared.
Egypt's prime minister says he can't rule out the possibility of a terrorist attack. One bit of information lending itself to that possibility is the flight history of that type of aircraft itself, DRA International Aviation Analyst Desmond Ross.
The level of reliability is very high. If it's properly maintained, if it's properly flown, it's hard to suggest that there's a problem with the aircraft.
The Airbus A320 is generally considered one of the safest passenger planes in service. An Afghan official says eight policemen have been killed by a colleague who's turned his gun on them at a checkpoint in the volatile southern Zabul province. The province's deputy police chief says a shooter then escaped, taking along weapons and vehicles. The TSA is facing a growing backlash over long lines at major airports around the country. House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Mike McCall says local TSA offices should be allowed to determine their staffing needs rather than having it dictated from Washington.
If they have local input from the airlines and airport authorities, it could resolve a lot of these problems. If you don't know when the peak airline time is, when the planes are coming in, how can you possibly staff and have a model that makes any sense?
The problem could grow worse during the peak summer travel season. The leading trade group for U.S. airlines predicts that 4% more passengers will fly this summer compared with last year. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down by 3 points. It opens at 17,527. More on these stories from townhall.com.
This is Eric Metaxas. One of my most cherished possessions is my honorary doctorate from Liberty University. You're probably familiar with Liberty, the world's largest Christian university, founded in 1971 by the late Dr. Jerry Falwell. What you might not know is that Liberty University also has the country's largest private nonprofit online university. Today, over 95,000 students around the world enjoy the same quality education as Liberty's residential students in Lynchburg, Virginia. Ranked consistently among the top 10 online universities because of their high retention and graduation rates, Liberty offers hundreds of degree programs. If you've always wanted to obtain your degree but thought it was impossible, check out Liberty's online programs. For more information, pick up your cell phone, dial #250, and say the keywords Liberty University. Discover how affordable and flexible a Liberty education can be. Dial #250 now and say the keywords Liberty University.
In Phoenix, a burglary suspect dead and a police officer in critical condition.
It's a terrible tragedy for the city of Phoenix.
In comments airing on ABC15.com, Phoenix Police Sergeant Vince Lewis said a gun battle ensued yesterday when a homeowner called to report his son was stealing guns from the home and police arrived at the scene. Federal regulators are hinting they'd like to see some zoning changes in Houston as the area accounts for more than its share of FEMA flood assistance money, partly, says FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate, because of its low elevation.
Right at sea level or near sea level. You also have the situation that's on the coast. You have tropical systems impacting the area, both from storm surge and heavy rain.
And he says it's partly due to a lack of restrictions on paving, which leaves floodwaters less ground area to seep into after a heavy rain. Heavy rains continuing to pound Sri Lanka. That's where at least three villages have been swept away by landslides. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is apologizing for making physical contact with a female opposition member of Parliament who said Trudeau elbowed her in the chest as he waded through a group of opposition lawmakers.
It is not appropriate to manhandle other members.
House Commons Speaker Geoff Rogan's comments airing on CTV. Footage from the House of Commons, a television feed, shows Trudeau wading into a clutch of lawmakers and pulling one through the crowd just to get the vote started. As he turned around to pull the lawmaker through, Ruth Ellen Brosseau can be seen grimacing in pain. Life expectancy worldwide has increased by about 5 years over the last 15 years. The World Health Organization says that's the fastest gain since the 1960s. The WHO says the biggest increase is in Africa because of improvements in health care for children and the better availability there of medicines, including those for things like malaria and AIDS. More of these stories from townhall.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Our next guest is Dr. Sebastian Gorka, one of the world's leading authorities on counterterrorism, author of the best-selling book, Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Very well. Wonderful to be back on your show.
Well, Dr. Gorka, you just got back. You met with highest-ranking military strategists around the world. They requested a brief because of your expertise in terms of how do we go after ISIS and win this war, because the advice that you're putting out there is altering the political narrative, as it should.
Well, I hope it is. That's the intent, because I, with many other people, am fed up that we're losing this war that we've been fighting for 15 years, and it's time for a new strategy. This administration is nibbling at the edges of this problem. It doesn't really want to win, and it's time to really take the fight to the enemy and also to enable our partners in the region to destroy the global jihadists like ISIS.
Well, one of the things that you say that we cannot say loud enough, and we've been voicing on this show as well, Dr. Gorka, is that our next commander-in-chief needs to really be serious about this this threat that has morphed from an existential to a domestic threat as well.
Yes, your listeners really need to appreciate what the political elite, both left and right, has failed to adequately communicate. That the events occurring 8,000 miles away in places like Damascus, places like Baghdad, those are directly linked to their own personal safety and the safety of their loved ones. The fact that the San Bernardino shooters swore loyalty on the internet to Abu Bakr, the head of ISIS, should make you wake up, especially when you realize the San Bernardino attack was the second biggest terrorist attack on U.S. soil after the September the 11th attack.
Well, John Kerry made what I thought a very profound and quite revealing statement when he said that he sees an America without borders. Well, this is what's happened in Europe, and as we've seen what's happened in Europe with jihad and with ISIS just having their way with the Middle East and also parts of Europe, it's definitely spinning the heads of many Americans here, the majority of Americans. Say, you know, why do you say that Donald Trump is wrong when he's saying we should vet the Syrians and we need to be more careful and protect and reestablish our borders?
Yes, I couldn't agree more with you. Whatever you think of Mr. Trump, the fact is he touched upon a live wire with his comments at the beginning of his campaign. Because what is a nation without sovereignty? If you don't have territory that you can control and whose boundaries are actually under your control, then seeing in Europe is exactly the cost of not taking national identity and sovereignty seriously. And that is an existential threat to any nation, whether it's Belgium or whether it's the United States.
Well, the British Prime Minister, you know, was very critical of Trump. And you go, well, where is that coming from? But again, you appreciate that on one hand, you've got the British Prime Minister that wants to think globally. And then you have a nationalist minded Trump who wants to make America great again, reestablishing its borders and its American way of life. It doesn't go along with the international ideal of a one world government, does it?
No, I think Mr. Cameron is not a true conservative. I think if he were, you wouldn't see things like UKIP, the United Kingdom Independence Party, gain such popularity. I think Mr. Trump is a reflection of the UKIP phenomena as well. So what we're seeing right now is the consequence of 30 years of failed multicultural moral relativism, which denied the difference between cultures and said, all cultures are equal, and we don't have to have a national identity. Well, that leads to events such as Brussels, such as Paris, such as San Bernardino, and a political reality that will be exploited by my enemies. And that's what I write about in Defeating Jihad, my book.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Gorka, who would have thought that you would have a Muslim mayor in London?
I know. Isn't it amazing? I think all of this is simply a reflection of all the trends we've been talking about that have occurred for the last two or three decades. And this tells you how bad the situation truly is.
Well, what is the forecast here? I mean, you know, we've seen, you know, the Muslim penetration into these European countries and now cities and now becoming a mayor. I mean, are we talking about a mayor of New York being Muslim next?
Look, it's not the issue of whether or not he's a Muslim. I couldn't care less whether he was a Buddhist or a Taoist. But this is a man, this particular new mayor of London, who after 7/7 attacks, so that's the British 9/11, wrote an op-ed piece in which he blamed the UK for the 7/7 attacks. He was a lawyer that was assisting Zacharias Moussaoui, the 20th 9/11 hijacker. This is a man who shared platforms with radical imams. So, you know, we have freedom of religion, but the question is, what are your beliefs when it comes to national identity and the values that built upon which Western civilization was built?
Exactly. Well, Dr. Gorka, you and I have had this discussion on many, many occasions. It seems that every time we do, at the heart of this is the doctrine, the Muslim doctrine and Sharia law. How do you dissect, how do you separate the Muslim faith from Sharia?
Well, it depends where you are. Is it Pakistan and Jordan, or between Indonesia and Egypt, but Sharia is a very...
Well, Dr. Gorka, you know, I want to go back a little bit and revisit, you know, what you had to say to these world-leading authorities on counterterrorism. What was the big takeaway for them after your meeting?
Well, I'm not going to mention any names or anything, but one of the groups I met with were leading counterterrorism officials from around the world, and they said there was consent issues. Political correctness is endangering our citizens. So wherever you are, politics house of national security, otherwise we will not be able to deal with the threat. We can't say religion has nothing to do with jihad, or you can't use words like jihad. You've got to get political correctness out of the system.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of ironic here in the United States, as much as the Christian religion has been attacked and is almost irrelevant on political terms, yet we give a lot of political credence and religious support, you know, for the Muslim faith. I think it just shows where this administration heart says is at, doesn't it?
I mean, think about it. After a recent attack after San Bernardino, what does the Attorney General say? Her first reaction, we've got to make sure there's no Islamophobia after this event. 14 Americans are dead on the floor, dozens wounded, and the issue is Islamophobia. It's like they're living in a fantasy land.
Well, ISIS is growing more reckless and volatile. Our conversation with Dr. Sebastian Gorka continues. He's the author of the book Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War. Stay with us right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss?
Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why does the medical community dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? You ever think about that? Isn't it stomach acid's job to break down food before it enters the small intestines? Could this possibly lead to compromised digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications? Well, the FDA has issued a number of product warnings, including all proton pump inhibitor drugs, either for prescription or over-the-counter purchases. These potential interactions have ranged from absorption alterations of vitamins and minerals, metabolic effects on bone density, alteration of drug interactions and their intended effect, infection risk, and even organ damage. Is it possible to find safer solutions to heartburn? At Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of healthy digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acids lead to healthy body. Again, 855-305-8326.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
I love the East.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with Dr. Sebastian Gorka continues. He's the author of the book, Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War. ISIS is in the news again. It is growing more reckless and volatile. And Dr. Gorka is here to help us understand. He's one of the leading authorities on counterterrorism. And we have continued to underestimate and just really mischaracterize this force of evil that has attacked the Middle East and has attacked us here in our homeland. But we need to get our heads out of the sand here, and we need to force our elected officials to take a stand against this imminent threat. And Dr. Gorka, I think we would agree that this threat is more imminent than existential, isn't it?
Absolutely. Think about the report that my wife and I recently published. You can check it at my website, thegorkabriefing.com. That's thegorkabriefing, G-O-R-K-A.com. We have killed or arrested 98 people in America linked to ISIS since they recently declared the caliphate. So this is the thing that really must be understood by all Americans. This isn't something happening miles away, thousands of miles away in the Middle East or North Africa. This is happening on the streets of Philadelphia, on the streets of San Bernardino. This is an imminent threat. This is a real threat. It's not a question of if. It is a question of when.
Yeah, I mean, at every turn, as you say, they're doing everything they can to remain relevant and to remain in the news. This is what allows them to recruit. It gives them a reason for being and adds credibility to their religious objective that they believe that they're fulfilling their God-given right, aren't they?
Absolutely, and this is why I wrote Defeating Jihad, because people must understand, these are not individuals you can negotiate with. These are totalitarians, just like the Nazis, just like the communists. These are individuals that will either kill and enslave you, the listener, or we will defeat them. Those are the two options. Either we crush them, or they enslave or kill us. There is no third scenario.
Well, Dr. Gorka, this is nothing new in terms of going head-to-head with this ideology. A soon-to-be president, Thomas Jefferson, meets with the Muslims, the Barbary Pirates, some 200 years ago, and he was able to discern right away that their philosophy and their commitment to jihad was so solid that there was no room for negotiations. So hence we get from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we send in the Marines and take care of business.
I am so very grateful you mentioned this. This is incredibly important. People think, you know, the fact that Jefferson had a Quran was a sign of him being such a cosmopolitan, you know, citizen of the world. Nothing of the sort. Jefferson and Adams were commissioned by Congress to examine the threat of the Barbary pirates and wrote a report that I have a copy of, which said that this is about a religious war. And one of the first missions ever of the U.S. Marine Corps was to fight the jihadis off the shores of Tripoli. That's the reality. This war isn't about 9/11. It is a 200-year-old war against religious totalitarians. And that's really what our fellow Americans need to understand.
Well, unfortunately, we have an administration, and we've had a president for now almost 8 years that has really made space for the jihadis. It has made space and tried to get us to understand what I say is a round peg in a square hole. It just doesn't complement our way of living. And, of course, if you reduce us and you say that we need to apologize and we're not as exceptional, then, again, this gives more room to this radical behavior and this, you know, this kind of influence that not only happening here in America but around the world.
Yes, I mean, what we need to understand is just avoid the conspiracy theories for a second and think about the fact that we have a commander-in-chief that always looks at America as the problem. So we have to treat our allies as if they don't deserve to be supported. And our erstwhile enemies, whether it's Iran or whether it's Russia, we're going to treat like friends. So this is the problem. Forget the conspiracy theories, but think about what Dinesh D'Souza called America's first ever post-American president. That is part of the reason why we are in the catastrophic situation we are in today.
In your book, Defeating Jihad, you declare it is the winnable war. We're not winning, so we're not doing things that are consistent with winning. What do we need to do?
Well, three simple things that the book is built upon. Number one, get politics out of the threat assessment. None of this garbage that we can't talk about religion, words like jihad are banned. No, talk about the enemy honestly and truthfully and have some leadership at the top. Second, support the local actors that have to be the face of this war. It's not going to be white Americans or brown-skinned Americans that should be the face of this war. It should be our Sunni allies, the people who we have left in the lurch, the Egyptians, the Jordanians. They have to be fully supported by us in this war to recapture their religion. And lastly, just like the Cold War, we have to fight this on the ideological battlefield. We have to delegitimize the brand of global jihadism the same way we did with communism. And again, that's going to require leadership from inside the White House. Those three things together, and we could defeat ISIS in a matter of months.
What do you say about the influence of academia in this whole situation as well? They seem to have contributed in terms of rewriting the history of America and making America look weak. Do you have any comments on that, Dr. Gorka?
Well, that could be a very long discussion. I think if you want to get into domestic politics, I think it's fair to say that the radicals thought they could create a revolution in the 60s, 1968, the days of rage, people like Pillares, Bernardine Thorne. When they realized the Marxist revolution would fail, what did they do instead? They were very clever. They understood what Lenin and Hitler understood. Give me the minds of the children and I will completely take control of your society. So they became school teachers, college professors. I think that is also a huge part of the problem, the revision of history and what America stands for.
Well, Dr. Gorka, in light of this 2016 election, so critical, I mean, we have a choice here between Hillary Clinton, who is a without borders globalist expression and progressive, versus Donald Trump that wants to reestablish the borders and really look at it more from a nationalistic perspective. How critical is this election period, including the judges in question that will be coming up undoubtedly over the next 4 years? How critical is this to America's future?
Oh, it is absolutely. It is win or lose. If we have a Clinton administration, it's clear we will have another 7 years of the Obama administration, catastrophic foreign policy. If we have another administration, a Trump administration, hard to predict exactly the details of that foreign policy, but it's clear that man wants a sovereign nation, and he wants to have borders, and he wants to be a wartime president to win. Those two things together, if he listens to good advisors, that will be a sea change for America.
Well, ISIS has been growing more reckless and volatile. Dr. Sebastian Gorka was meeting with world-leading authorities on counterterrorism, other strategists and high-ranking military strategists around the world, talking about this problem and this issue. And, of course, his best-selling book was very much the topic and focus because it is quite the battle plan, Defeating Jihad, the Winnable War, available at all the usual places. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Small business owners across the country are concerned about the economy and are taking a wait-and-see approach to growth as election year anxiety rises. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, only 29% of entrepreneurs are confident the national economy will improve in the coming year. Furthermore, 67% believe the presidential election will affect their business. More than half say the same for congressional elections. Small business owners also expressed increased concern about health care costs and the stock market. As a result, they seem to be pulling back on hiring and growth plans, which have both declined since last year. Rob Hilson, small business executive at Bank of America, discusses the findings.
The unusual nature of this election year appears to be impacting the outlook of small business owners for both their business and the economy. Nearly 6 in 10 entrepreneurs plan to keep headcount the same, and another 17% said they were undecided about hiring, suggesting that many are taking a wait-and-see approach.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online on your smartphone in over 270 markets across this country or via shortwave through our affiliate out of Nashville, Tennessee, thank you so much for joining the good fight with us. This is Bill Martinez. Jeff Steyer with us right now, senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research in Washington, D.C. He heads its risk analysis division. Jeff, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Well, the feds are doing it again. I mean, they know better than we do, and now they're promoting this sweeping new regulations that could nearly ban e-cigs. I mean, what is it? Do they just have an extra hour in the day to go and be a nuisance here, or what?
Well, it took a lot more than an hour for the FDA to conjure up these bizarre rules. And usually these rules, like that we've talked about, the calorie counts on them, usually they're nuisances. This is different. This takes it to a whole new level because this is a so-called public health measure that actually, factually threatens public health. Because as you know, Bill, so many people have quit smoking using e-cigarettes, which are dramatically less harmful. And here we've got the government effectively banning them. And that is not an exaggeration. They're effectively banning e-cigarettes.
Well, why, you know, what's behind this? I mean, it, you know, the tobacco companies? I mean, what is behind this movement by the feds?
I think it's a drunk on power, nanny state ideology that dominates the so-called public health community. They want to live in a perfect, in their view, perfect world where there is zero risk from anything. So while e-cigarettes are dramatically less harmful than the combustible cigarette, they're new, relatively new products. They're very safe. We don't know if they're 100% safe. Public Health England called them 95% less harmful than smoking. They want to live in a world where nobody enjoys nicotine, regardless of whether it's as deadly as cigarettes or pretty much comparatively dramatically safer, because there may be some risk. And it's not, you know, it's never a healthy thing to do to be addicted to something. But if you're addicted to nicotine, I think we ought to make sure that people can get it in the least harmful rather than leaving them in the most harmful way in this quit or die attitude.
Is this going to force a black market, Jeff?
There is no question. People are already talking about the black market, which ironically only leaves things less safe regular than they are now. It'll be more expensive for smokers to switch. And the worst part is, while the more educated people will know to go to the black market if their favorite e-cigarette is off the market or their favorite liquid is off the market, the people who are not as well educated, not as well informed, will hear that the government banned e-cigarettes. They left regular cigarettes on the market and untouched by this regulation. The current products can stay on the market. As long as they don't change, they can stay. People are going to think, the government thinks it's better for me to smoke than to try these new products. And that
exactly
is deadly consequences.
Well, the thing is, you have enough empirical evidence since e-cigarettes have been out. Anecdotally, you know, the success of e-cigarettes, I mean, the reason it expanded is because, doggone, it was working, wasn't it?
Exactly. And the Royal College of Physicians said that not only should smokers continue to switch to e-cigarettes, they recommended that doctors widely publicize e-cigarettes to smokers, right? This is for smokers, not for people who don't use nicotine.
Right.
This Royal College of Physicians said people should widely publicize, doctors should widely publicize this as an alternative to smoking. If the FDA is on the verge of taking them away, the clock is literally ticking right now. There is one possible hope that I see. There are perhaps two avenues of hope. The legislative hope is there is a bill called the Cole Bishop Amendment that would change the regulation, that would actually tell Congress you've got to change the so-called grandfather date. You know, what the FDA did was bizarre. It went back to February 2007 and said all of the e-cigarettes that were on the market before February 2007 can stay on the market. Anything after February 2007 will have to come off the market unless those products can meet extremely expensive and probably impossible to prove tests that regular cigarettes that are on the market don't have to go through.
Right.
Cigarettes are entrenched. They're a mature product. E-cigarettes are new, dynamic, changing, getting better, innovative, safer, more attractive to adult smokers to get them to switch, and the FDA has said no more innovation.
Well, and the other thing, too, that is disturbing is the FDA wants $1 million with each application. What is it? Administrative paperwork now has gotten to be where it's $1 million? This seems rather punitive, doesn't it?
Well, it's beyond punitive. It's basically taking it off the market. And that $1 million number is an estimate of what it will cost to do the test that FDA will demand in a pre-market, what's so-called pre-market approval process, that if your product was not on the market prior to February 2007, which, by the way, almost all e-cigarettes were not on the market that
way. Right.
They're new products. Imagine if the federal communications regulators said any iPhone that came on the market or any smartphone that came on the market had to be substantially equivalent to the first generation iPhone. And if you want a newer version of a smartphone, you've got to go through an expensive regulatory process. That's an absurd way to innovate better products. Now, all phones are going to look like the old generation one iPhone. And that's what's happening with e-cigarettes. And you know, this $1 million number that's being used is only an estimate. And it's kind of a best case scenario. if you could figure out what science the FDA actually wants. They won't tell industry. They just tell industry that you have to show that e-cigarettes are less harmful both to the individual, which even the FDA recognizes is true, but you also have to show at a population level that the public health as a whole will be improved, which is obvious that it will be with these products, but mm-hmm. the FDA has contorted thinking to say that, well, what if some smokers don't immediately quit entirely? What if they keep smoking and use e-cigarettes and lower their risk? The FDA is not satisfied by that. What if some kids who were going to start smoking cigarettes, which they obviously shouldn't do, instead use e-cigarettes? I think that's the public health plus. I'd rather them not use any, but I'd rather them use an e-cigarette than a cigarette. The FDA considers that as a minus. The FDA's got this. I'm driving back from a conference where I heard the regulator from the FDA, Mitch Zeller, the head of the Center for Tobacco Products, give a talk yesterday morning, which I live tweeted. You could still see it if you scroll back through my Twitter feed at Jeff A. Steyer, S-T-I-R, and you can see his talk. He created an alternate universe where this regulation makes absolute sense. The problem is the regulation and his alternate universe is in no way tied to reality.
Well, but that seems to be typical of progressives and people that want a strong arm we the people, is they do live in an alternate universe. I mean, what are they thinking, you know? And, I mean, here it is. E-cigarettes have been helping people. I mean, if you've been addicted to tobacco and now you've got e-cigarettes that come in that help you get through that process and on the other side to where you're not addicted any longer to your cigarette and you've got an e-cigarette, I see that as win-win. I mean, you know, you've got the secondhand smoke aspect being greatly minimized, right?
Absolutely. It's not, with regard to secondhand smoke, it's not greatly minimized. It's eliminated because there is no smoke. There is no combustion. The danger of smoking is from combusting the tobacco. E-cigarettes heat up a liquid, some of which has nicotine if you want it, some of which doesn't, and flavors. And so there's no secondhand smoke because there's no firsthand smoke.
Well, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, your government at work for you, telling you what you should drink, what you should smoke, not smoke. I mean, it's never ending. You know, this is the one thing. I mean, progressives are like the law of gravity. You can always count on them to continue to move forward, regardless what universe they want to be in. Jeff Steyer has been with us. Jeff, as always, good reporting. Great. I appreciate you keeping us up to date. Senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. Jeff Steyer on Bill Martinez Live.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
From the studio that brought you Heaven is for Real and War Room.
When the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing.
A faithful retelling of the miracle that changed the world forever.
Already they are proclaiming him risen from death.
Risen. On digital and Blu-ray.
He was very special.
Blu-ray includes bonus making-of featurette, deleted scenes, and more.
His tomb is empty.
The best film about the life of Jesus since The Passion of the Christ, says Patrick Nowakowski, editor-in-chief of Legatus Magazine.
What happened to the Nazarene?
Dave Morales of Fox TV Houston calls Risen an uplifting masterpiece.
He's right here. Open your heart and see.
Risen, rated PG-13. Get it now on digital, on Blu-ray and DVD May 24th.
You know, we've all heard about the health benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in the fatty tissues of fish? Bill Martinez Live recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back, America. It is time for the one and only, yes, the movie guy, Steve Evans, is with us right now. Steve-O, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine. So is Captain America Civil War.
Yeah, it's good to be Disney as they keep going, don't
they? Yeah. You know, big surprise here. Captain America Civil War, number one, making about 72.6, made about $300 million in this country alone so far. And that, of course, to your point, is followed by the other Disney movie, The Jungle Book. That was number two, making about 17.1, but it's made over $300 million in this country. So, you know, like I say, it's good to be Disney.
You got Captain America, Civil War, Jungle Book, and Zootopia. Don't forget Zootopia. I mean, they're still doing over 331 mil.
That's right. And we have Finding Dory coming up in the next month. So it's just going to continue to roll. Money Monster, that new one with George Clooney and Julia Roberts. That was number three, making about 14.8, doing well. And The Darkness, number four, Mother's Day, rounding out the top five.
Well, a bit of a disappointment, though, for Money Monster, don't you think?
Well, they expected make about that. Yeah, it was, the critics were kind of lukewarm on it, and, great star power, and hopefully it's going to find an audience and move forward, because we have movies which, aren't exactly quite like that coming out, so it may have a shot in the weeks to come. Opening up this weekend, we have a movie which is based on a video game. This video game was released in 2009, and since then, 3 billion downloads of the video game have occurred. So you have a built-in audience, at least awareness for Angry Birds.
Angry Birds, yes.
This weekend, 56% of the critics are recommending it. It's a 3D animated comedy, so it looks great up on the screen. One critic saying, hey, it's no Inside Out, but it has a lot of heart, a lot of laughs. So, and it's also PG, so it's one that the family can see. Here's the idea. This is the movie. This is where we're going to finally find out why these birds are so angry. The movie takes us to this island populated entirely by happy and flightless birds, or almost entirely happy, because in this paradise we have Red, a bird with a temper problem. You got Speedy Chuck and the volatile Bomb. They've always been outsiders, but when the island is visited by a mysterious green piggy invasion, it's up to these three outcasts to figure out what the pigs are up to. Now, you have a great cast here. First of all, we have Jason Sudeikis is Red. Chuck is played by Josh Gad. Bomb is Danny McBride. And then we also have Peter Dinklage in this one, as well as Sean Penn. I'm not sure what Sean is doing in this movie. Perhaps looking for El Chapo on this Paradise Island. But 56% are recommending, as I mentioned, PG, maybe one for the family this weekend.
Well, I think, Steve, anytime you can hang around some green piggies, I mean, that's good, right?
Well, yeah. And, you know, if you take a look at it online, it does look great. I mean, it's a 3D animated film, so some work went into the appearance of this film as well. All right,
We'll be able to sleep at night now that we know what's making the Angry Birds so upset, you know?
It has been a question.
It's kept me up. I'm telling you.
We have contemplated this since 2009, I think. So we will finally get the answer this weekend. Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising. I think if you like Neighbors 1, you're going to like Neighbors 2. 65% are recommending. Got lots of co-eds in this and swimsuits and over-the-top shenanigans. Here's the idea. After a sorority moves in next door, which is even more debaucherous than the fraternity before it, we have Mac and Kelly, played by Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne. They have to ask for help from their former enemy, Teddy, played by Zac Efron. That's basically what's going on here. Also, Chloe Grace Moretz in Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising. It probably will be the number two movie this weekend. Then we have a movie which I already have my tickets for. I've seen the trailer. It's one of the funniest trailers I have seen in ages. It's called The Nice Guys. Have you heard about this, Bill?
No, tell me. I haven't heard about this one.
It premiered at Cannes on Monday night. It stars Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe. Now, this takes place in L.A.
I've seen the trailer. Yes, right. Yes, okay. Yes.
97% are recommending this. They're saying it's like The Big Lebowski with two dudes. Now, here's the idea. It's set in L.A. during the 1970s, 1977 to be exact. You might have some familiarity with that particular time frame, Bill.
I was right there. I was in L.A. radio. I was all over it then.
All right, you're going to love this because the music is great in this as well. It centers on these two detectives, Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling. They stumble into a sprawling conspiracy while investigating the alleged suicide of a once prominent female porn star. Once again, Russell Crowe, Ryan Gosling. It's directed by Shane Black, who did Iron Man 3, and he also wrote Lethal Weapon, the Lethal Weapon movie. So he has kind of a feel for this sort of material, and it is funny. The music is great. It's an R-rated film. Check it out this weekend. We also have Maggie's Plan. This could be our quirky movie of the week. It was very big at the Toronto Film Festival. We have 81% of the critics are recommending, and it stars Greta Gerwig. She is a young woman longing to start a family. She becomes involved in a complicated love triangle with her professor, played by Ethan Hawke, and his theorist wife, Julianne Moore, and mayhem ensues. Once again, a hit on the film festival circuit, and 81% are recommending it this weekend. You may have heard, Bill, we're in the middle of a political year. You know, there's a
election. Oh, yeah, barely. I'm hearing some minor reverberations.
Some
rumbling? Yes. Yeah, just
okay.
Minor, though.
Well, this is a doc for you. It's called Wiener. This is, as you know, former...
Yeah, the one and only.
The one and only. As a matter of fact, it's a great doc because it moves along very quickly. It really gives you an inside look of what it's like to be in the midst of a political firestorm, and also in the midst of a campaign. It won the grand jury prize at Sundance. Here's what it's about. Former U.S. Representative Anthony Weiner's catastrophic race for the mayor of New York City in 2013 is detailed in this very behind-the-scenes documentary. Once again, the idea with the doc is you want to get access, and I don't know what he was thinking, but he gave them total access. Weiner, of course, became embroiled in this in his second widely publicized sexting scandal during this mayoral race. You know, he was busted once, ran for mayor, thought he was going to try to clear his name, and I got caught again. And this derailed his once promising political career. It's while, though. I mean, near
now, is he in therapy? Are we going to see a follow-up on, you know, Wiener 2 therapy, the second? I mean, this guy, he is just so blatantly open and vulnerable. Like you say, you go, wait, what are you thinking here? I mean, you know, you think if you just get more outlandish, people just aren't going to believe what they've seen
before?
I don't know.
One of the lines in the film, one person says to him, "What is wrong with you?" Which is kind of what you walk away with in this thing. Not this weekend.
Wow.
Then we have a movie here which it sounds terrific. One of these movies that is just kind of thrown out there with no fanfare, but it has a great cast. It's based on a great book by Colin Harrison. And this, actually, the book won the New York Times Notable Book of the Year. The book was called Manhattan Nocturne. This is a movie called Manhattan Night. It stars Adrian Brody as Porter Wren, and he's a New York City tabloid writer. He has an appetite for scandal, and on the beat he sells murder and tragedy and anything basically that passes for the truth. And at home, he's the complete opposite. He's a model family man. He's devoted to his loving wife, played by Jennifer Beals. But then there is a seductive stranger. She asks him to dig into the unsolved murder of her filmmaker husband, Simon, played by Campbell Scott. And this he can't resist. And it's a modern classic film noir. And we follow Porter as he's drawn into a very nasty case of sexual obsession and blackmail, one that threatens his job, his marriage, and his life. Sounds good. I don't know why it's not getting more publicity. It's called Manhattan Night. Not reviewed for the critics. It's out there. And, of course, you can check out the trailer.
You can hear the mysterious music just, you know, rumbling and building up in the background as you describe this, you know.
And the dark shadows, of course.
Yes, exactly. Of course.
And all those things that make film noir. We also have one called Mama. This is starring Penelope Cruz in the aftermath of a tragedy. A woman, Magda, reacts with a surge of newfound life that engulfs her circle of friends and family. This is directed by Julio Medin, and he is quite a famous director. He's directing Penelope Cruz in this one. And also Margarita with a Straw. We have Layla, a young romantic secret rebel in a wheelchair, undeterred by cerebral palsy, that she embarks on this journey of sexual discovery. Ultimately, it is the intensity of her bonds with family that she finds her strength to be truly herself. A mixed bag of films out there this weekend, but I think a little something for everyone. And I would predict that Angry Birds will knock Captain America off the perch and be number one this weekend.
Well,
but sounds good for you.
I'm still trying to get caught up. Of course, I'm on my way to Maui, and so I'm going to be there on the sands, enjoying reality life there on the beaches as I meet up with the daughter. But she's 6 months pregnant, Steve-O. And number the ninth grandchild is in the oven, and we're real excited, you know, and it's going to be good to see her and catch up. So resting, relaxing time, and
maybe you want to take her to Mother's Day, you know?
Well, yeah, that or I still want to see Papa. I want to, you know, I've been telling you from last week I want to see Papa.
Yeah, well, it's on about 96 screens out there, so you might have to wait.
It's doubling.
Netflix or Amazon or one of the others. But, I'm sure you'll have a chance to see it. Highly recommend my old pal Adrian Spark.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And, of course, there's some good documentary. I don't know if the retina in my eyeballs can handle the Wiener movie.
You may have to look away. Occasionally,
more than once, but I got to tell you, I was disappointed, and frankly, with Money Monster, because I thought that was going to do a little bit better, but some have suggested maybe Clooney's on the other side of the mountain, heading downhill. What do you think?
I just don't know, but there is a lot of competition out there right now because you have movies that are making huge money, something like Money Monster, even though it might be a great cast, a great story, is pushed aside because people are seeing the other before they'll see that one.
Well, as you know, you've been hearing about Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy. Bill Martinez Live now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 ORAC points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 855-305-8326 or BillMartinezLive.com. Youngevity, that's 855-305-8326.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.